From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Dale Froneberry.
And good morning, America. Welcome to Veterans Radio. We're so excited and honored to have you listening to us today. Our program is a special music program. We're going to be playing music that you sent in to us. And so we're going to try to describe what they are, and I think you're going to find them very interesting. We've gotten samples from around the world, from Australia and some from overseas, other places. So I'm really excited to play some of these songs. If you've got something that you want to add to the conversation, feel free to give us a call on the air, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. It's been a busy week around here at Veterans Radio, and there's a lot of things going on. My partner, Bob Gould, was recently up north with the UAW for their Veterans Initiative Project, and he'll be reporting on that later on. But we have an event coming up sponsored by the UAW. The 13th Annual Veterans Car Show is coming on Sunday, September 16th. That's next weekend. Holy moly. Everybody is welcome. Registration starts at 8 o'clock, and the only thing it doesn't say is where it is exactly. So we'll find. We know it's in Michigan, and we'll get that information out to you. But it said that the proceeds used are from this car show are to help area veterans and their families. Here we go. For further information, call UAW Region 1 at 586-427-9200. That's 586-427-9200. Open to the public, $20 registration. And you can, it looks like it's going to be great. This looks like it's going to be really fun. It's going to be at the UAW Region 1 Hall. Here we go, Dale. Be nice if you read your information. It's going to be in Warren, Michigan on George Morelli Drive, I believe it looks like. So that's 2780 George Morelli. It's Warren, Michigan. So check that out for the 16th if you like old cars. These guys know how to build old cars, and they know how to build new ones, too, which is even better for us. Another thing going on is locally at the VVA 310 is sponsoring their 10th annual pig roast on tomorrow, September 9th, from noon to 4 o'clock, and that is going to be at the VFW Post 423 at 3230 South Wagner Road in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And this is one of our major fundraisers for all the things that the VVA does in the local area to help out veterans. It's caring for our County Vietnam Veterans Memorial, parties for localized hospitalized veterans, packages to our troops. I can't tell you how many hundreds of packages that we've sent over there, and I'm so proud of these men and women, VVA 310. Thanksgiving dinner for a local Dawn Farm residents, and many, many more projects. Our activities are going to include live entertainment, the Shelter Dogs, Todd Birkin's band, bucket drawings for many wonderful items, and military merchandise sales. And if you get down there in time, I'm reckoning that they're going to have some donated items, including a couple of Veterans Radio T-shirts and polo shirts. So that's the VVA Chapter 310 10th Annual Pig Roast tomorrow, September 9th, from noon to 4 p.m., 3230 South Wagner Road in Ann Arbor, Michigan. All motorcycle and other clubs are invited to make this destination today. Never again shall a veteran be forgotten. One more. That just came in on our, you know, we need one of those little teletype things. I have to tell Nina what sound effects I need. There's a cruise coming up on Tuesday, September 11th, Patriot Day, and this is to honor veterans and also to help get people pay for the registration of voters and to get absentee ballots out. And it's going to be September 11th, the Diamond Jack Detroit River Cruise. And it's free for veterans with ID, $25 for everybody else. Cash bar and snacks are available. You need to register online, and I'll have to spell this out to you. It's Gale Gren River Cruise, K-A-L-L-G-R-E-N, rivercruise.eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, .com. And it's, as I said, it's Tuesday, September 11th, from 7 until 9 p.m. You get a nice Detroit River Cruise, 2 hours, up and down the river, and it's going to be, it looks like it'll be fun, but the event is free to veterans who register in advance and make sure that you bring your ID if you go and do this. So contact the Diamond Jack Detroit River Cruise, departing from Bishop Park in Wyandotte. And that's about, that's not all. There's plenty of other events. So if you check your local papers, I'm sure you're going to find events going on for veterans around your area and around the country. Today's program, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be a little bit different. And when we come back after our break, we're going to start playing some of the songs that you have sent us. So in just a moment, we'll be back with music, music, music. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and I could do my best imitation of Adrian Cronauer, but it would scare everybody. We're going to start off by playing a tune that was submitted to us from a local musician, Steve Scott, and his website is, stevescottcountry.com, and he's got a new album out called Shining Like You Do, but the song we're going to play right now is called Have You Ever Known a Soldier, and I hope that you will enjoy this, and all of the proceeds that result from the sales of this song will be going to help veterans and their families. So right now we're going to be listening to Have You Ever Known a Soldier.
A price you and y'all pay every day, and most of us don't even know your name. Yeah, yeah. But don't you feel like you're all alone? A proud nation screams, "Welcome home." These star-spangled skies await your return. Each day that you're gone, a mother cries. Bullets fly on and on. A rocket's red glare sings a song. A brother dies, a child cries, a spouse alone. Stressed sky high, yeah, yeah. But don't you feel like you're all alone? A proud name. Welcome home. And don't you believe things won't be alright. Each day that you're gone, the father cries. Have you ever known a soldier? Have you ever thanked a soldier? Have you ever loved a soldier? A price you and y'all pay every day, and most of us don't even know your name. Yeah, yeah. But
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and surprise, surprise, as Gomer used to say, we've got a singer in the studio, and I want to welcome Steve Scott to Veterans Radio. Steve, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Dale. Thanks for having us.
And it was a surprise. I found these people wandering the hallways here at Domino's Farms, and we were able to get them in here. And I do appreciate the music, and I want to thank your wife very much for contacting me on this.
Absolutely.
Tell me why you wrote this particular song. It's really beautiful.
Well, I mean, the reason we wrote it was, you know, a concern for our returning heroes, and, you know, just seeing the condition most families are in and the struggles they go through on a daily basis, you know, just touched us deeply. And so really what it's all about for us is just giving back to those folks, giving back to the heroes that have gone off and done their duty, and now we feel it's our duty to do something for them. So that's why we wrote the song. We put a lot of passion, a lot of love into it. Some of the best musicians in Detroit have played on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping it has good effect for those folks.
Well, I was telling the audience before you arrived, I said that all the proceeds from selling this particular song will go to veterans organizations to help them out. How would they go about getting a copy of this or downloading it, or how do they get one?
Well, I mean, it's out there. We've had a global distribution on it, certainly nationwide. It's on CD Baby. It's on Amazon.com, of course. But, you know, they can go and find out all the necessary updates from our webpage,
which
is,
might be
SteveScottCountry.com. Yeah,
right.
So we post daily updates. The CD's available there, T-shirts. All the proceeds from the T-shirts as well will be going, all the net proceeds will be going to help veterans and their families. So the individual MP3 songs are available,
mm-hmm.
So the digital music, and also the physical CDs they can purchase online. And those revenues are going to be going to helping those troops and their families.
Well, this is great, Steve. And the song itself is on your newest album,
yeah.
It looks like. And this is called what?
Shining Like You Do.
I have to throw out all these leads to these. And this, of course, is available on Amazon and so forth, and also directly through your website as well.
Yeah, sure.
Is there a military background in your family?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, my dad fought in World War II, mm-hmm. you know, of course. But my two brothers, you know, consecutively fought in Vietnam. They were both Marines, and they found themselves, you know, chin deep in the muck of Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. And I think the Marines have a different term for it, but
we don't have our delay on, so luckily we won't be going there. We've been very good for a number of years.
And so my mom went through a lot, as you might know, you know, having two sons in Vietnam, and the family, you know, we suffered quite a bit, you know, hoping for them to come back, healthy to us, and mm-hmm. fortunately they did, but we had a taste of what it's like, and I know what families go through on a daily basis, and that's really the motive behind this song. It's to help the families as well.
Well, Steve, I hope you stick around, because we're going to play some other music, but thank you so very much for coming in and reminding people that they can get his album, Shining Like You Do, at Amazon and on his websites, SteveScottCountry.com. And it's just a beautiful song. I just I was very impressed with it. And, you know, all of us here have known soldiers, and so we want to make sure that they get this opportunity to do that. We're going to kind of skip a generation and go back in time a little bit to a song that was sent to me a while ago by Bruce Kingery, and he's from Michigan also. He's a World War II veteran from the United States Army, and his song is entitled A Veteran Song, and the music is by Daryl Thibault, who was a Marine Corps veteran from the Korean War. So, Nina, let's hit A Veteran Song.
Just look about you here today. Tell us what you see. The faces of the ones who served so that we might be free. Look at the symbols that they wear as they so proudly stand. Symbols of the red, white, and blue, and of old glory so grand. Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force and Marines. How many wars, how many lives
again. Sometimes the only thing that stands between life and a glimpse of hell is that bond between the combat arms that only God can tell. The Army, Navy, Coast Guard, the Air Force and Marines. How many wars, how many lives, how many battle scenes? The years turn into decades and into centuries. For those who fight with all their might, how they long for peace. All veterans standing tall. Some of us lie in foreign graves with names engraved on a wall. As we gather here today, may our happiness increase. Pray with the veterans of foreign wars. Dear God, let us live in peace. Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force and Marines. How many wars, how many lives, how many battle scenes? This bitter verse we leave with you to consider for what it's worth. If the makers of war were the fighters of the war, there'd be nothing but peace on earth. If the makers of war were the fighters of the war, there'd be nothing but peace on earth. If the makers of war were the fighters of the war, there'd be nothing but peace on earth.
And that was Bruce Kingery and a veteran song. And boy, you know, that's from World War II. And you can see that the story really doesn't seem to change a whole lot. If the politicians had to fight the wars, we would not have too many wars, I don't think. We're going to move right on. As I mentioned earlier, some of you submitted songs from around the world. And Al Wood, who's a good friend of ours down in Australia, sent us a number of different songs. And we're going to kind of try and grab a couple of them. He didn't know who all of the performers were, but should remind people that Australia was heavily involved in the war in Vietnam, and I actually had the privilege, I felt at the time, to work with them around a place called Long Thanh in 3 Corps in Vietnam. And he sent me a song that I think is kind of interesting, and it's entitled I Was Only 19, and this song was done by a group called Red Gum. Interesting name. Anyway, Red Gum is the one, and the song was written by John Schumann. And so here we go. I Was Only 19 by Red Gum.
Thanks very much. We've just put out a single called I Was Only 19, or A Walk in the Light Green. And it's a song about two mates of mine who went to Vietnam, came back Agent Orange victims. It's the title of Walk in the Light Green stems from the fact that when the Australian soldiers in Vietnam were given their missions, they looked at the areas that they'd be working in on the map. And if it was sort of dark green on the map, then there was cause for some consolation, because dark green meant thick jungle, lots of cover, and there were no mines. If they were working in areas that were light green on the map, that meant light jungle, not much cover, and heaps of mines. This is a song for Mick and Frankie. It's called A Walk in the Light Green. Mum and Dad and Denny saw the passing out parade at Puckapunyu, with a long march from Cadet. 6th Battalion was the next platoon. It was me who drew the card. We did Canungra and Shoalwater before we left. And Townsville lined the footpaths as we marched down to the quay. This clipping from the paper shows us young and strong and clean. And there's me in me slouch hat with me SLR and green. God help me. I was only 19. From Bungtow riding Chinook to the dust of Newey Dad. I've been in and out of trouble now for months. We
made our pitch for home TV and dinner on the lockers and an Asian orange sunset through the scrub. And can you tell me, doctor, why I still can't get to sleep? A night time of just a jungle dark and a parking M16. And what's this rash that comes and goes? Can you tell me what it means? God help me. I was only 19. Four-week operation. When he stepped in me, your last one on two legs. It was a war within yourself. You wouldn't let your mates down till they had you stood on. So you closed your eyes and thought about something else. And then someone yelled out, contact! And the bloke behind me swore. We hooked in there for hours, then it got almighty roar. And Frankie kicked the mind the day that mankind kicked the moon. God help me. He was going home in June.
That was Red Gum with I Was Only 19, an Australian band. We're going to kind of keep with the same theme of younger military people. And this song was sent to me by Andy Lorge. And Andy, it was written as a tribute to his father who served in Vietnam in 1968 and is dedicated to all our heroes and patriots who have never been properly thanked. I say thank you from the bottom of my heart, not with just words, but as song. This one is entitled My Daddy Cries by Andy Lorge.
Home, placed in a jungle with nowhere to hide. Now my daddy cried on the 4th of July. He was fighting for freedom in a foreign land, in the middle of hell in North Vietnam. Invisible enemy, he was fighting both sides. My daddy cried on the 4th of July. My daddy cried on the 4th of July. Tears fall down from my daddy's eyes. Terrible memories of many lost lives. Why my daddy cried on the 4th of July. No one to greet him as he got off that plane. Just angry protesters, they spat, they profane. as Daddy hung his head. Tears filled his eyes. My daddy cried on the 4th of July. Now his memories still haunt him. The ghosts from his past. Those images still linger and those scars still last. The pain that he harbors, the sadness inside. Why my daddy cries on the 4th of July. My daddy cries on the 4th of July. Tears fall down from my daddy's eyes. The terrible memories of many lost lives. Why my daddy cries on the 4th of July.
My Daddy Cries on the 4th of July by Andy Lorge. Thank you, Andy, for sending that song in. If you'd like to comment or give us a call here today, give us at 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. We're going back down under. This is another song that Al and Barb Woods sent us. And I think that Al was a dog handler for the Australians in Vietnam. And I know that he's been here in Ann Arbor a couple of times. And this song is... we don't know where it came from, he said. It could be American or it could be Australian. But I think that this is for the nurses out there, for all the branches of the service. And it's called Thank You, Heaven's Ladies.
In this one small quiet moment, with the sky so free and clear, the sound of helicopter rotors brings a comfort to my ear. The water bag above my head rains a cleansing on my skin as I wash away the stains of war till it all begins again. Last night's reaper left his calling cards where the big guns spit and roar. They tumbled in on mortar fins from the Swan Mock Valley floor. This new chopper carries nurses with healing missions on their mind, and we feel comfort in the presence of a special womankind. Thank you, heaven's ladies, from that war in Vietnam. The very ground turns holy wherever you stand. I've seen you walk the fields of fear in a selfless search for pain. You're born angels among women, far beyond this mortal gain. He's cold and lies there bleeding beneath a pale South China moon. He prays she'll soon be with him, and her skill will soothe his wound. There'll be peace born in the tender touch of her gentle healing hands. If they only hold him while his soul departs from the war in Vietnam. Thank you, heaven's ladies, from that war in Vietnam. Time can never dim your light or the honor you command. Your hearts burned for your brothers in an endless living flame. You're all angels among women, far beyond this mortal game. Thank you, heaven's ladies, from that war in Vietnam. The very ground turns holy wherever you stand. If you thought you'd been forgotten, I can promise you remain forever angels among women to the men who bless your name. To those ladies of the medic corps, love survives the years we've spanned. You're forever angels among women from that war in Vietnam.
Thank you, Heaven's Ladies. We're not sure who wrote that, and maybe somebody out there will know. We're doing, as you can tell, a very special program today on Veterans Radio, and these are songs that were sent in by our listeners for us to play on the air, and this is kind of the first time we've ever gathered up a lot of the different songs that we've been sent and decided to play them, and it looks like I'm going to probably run out of time again today, but so keep sending them to us. We really do listen to them. I know that you don't think that we do, some of you. But the next up is a song called Home, and this I got an email from Paula Visnoski, who is an artist up in, I'm not sure where she's from, but it says, my partner Ellen Fleming wrote and recorded this song. Her hopes and dreams for it have always been to get it out there as a dedication to bring our troops home from the war. She has performed it many times live on various stages throughout the years and has always been well received. So now we've got Home by Ellen Fleming. With Home, and Ellen lives in Newport, Rhode Island. So those of you back on the East Coast can find out more music from Ellen Fleming. I think it's a very talented woman, and I want to thank Paula for sending that to us. I've got to make a real quick change of pace here. We don't have all classical types of songs, but we're going to be come up next with a song by Dub T and Troubadour Entertainment, and it's called A Soldier Salute.
This is our dedication to all the servicemen and women all over the world, all our veterans who laid their life on the line to serve this country.
It's time to pay homage to real soldiers.
Salute, man.
Get it done no matter where you're from.
We love you.
Salute, man. The battlefield we already won.
From Dante and the Troubadour Entertainment family.
Second to none.
The outlaws drop it on them.
It's the Cold War. You better know what you fighting for. Many soldiers dead. You better know what they dying for. On the battlefield far away from their family. Just to make sure we all safe from calamity. Shell shock and tragedy. Hell bent on victory. Just wanna make it home safe, but that ain't no guarantee. Calling home just to get a little bit of sanity. Just to hear your voice brings me back to reality. Bodies piling up, casualty after casualty. Khakis wrapped in flags, man. What a sad sight to see. 21 gun salute to the soldiers who won't make it home. Shed a tear for our fallen soldiers, the young and old, the brave and bold. I see you when you're home. I salute you. Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guards and Marines too. Five different branches fall all on the same team. True, represent the colors of the red, white, and blue.
It's time to pay homage to real soldiers.
Salute, man.
Can't get it done no matter where you're from.
Salute, man.
In the battlefield we already won.
Salute, man.
We top notch, second to none.
Salute, man.
It's time to pay homage to real soldiers.
Salute, man.
Can't get it done no matter where you're from.
Salute, man.
In the battlefield we already won.
Salute, man.
We top notch, second
man.
To none. Older men declare war, but it's the youth that must fight and die. Herbert Hoover told the truth, it makes me want to cry. The real question is, when is war necessary? So many sons and daughters, we all had to bury. Think about the heavy hearts all our soldiers carry. Nightmares of the carnage that are very scary. Carry home, young soldiers, pray you make it back. I know you'll never be the same, that's a true fact. So many veterans who will never be at peace again. I just want you to know it's not in vain, man. It's time to show our respect, less words, more deeds. Pay homage to real soldiers, your heroes indeed. As I fall on my knees, I say a prayer for thee. God bless the soldiers and watch over the seas. Bless the mothers and the fathers and the husbands and wives. Bring them home safe, keep them strong in the fight. It's time to pay homage to real soldiers.
Salute me!
And get it done no matter where you're from.
Hey, that's the Soldier Salute by Dub T and Troubadour Entertainment, and kind of give you a little break there in the action. We're going to take one more song right up to the break at about a little bit after the quarter hour. This song is entitled American Hero by Terry Woolley, and the song that I received was that they were hoping that we would be able to play this. It says, says the government is finally trying to help our homeless vets from being homeless, and anything that we can do by playing this song. And it said that they're trying to put out a CD for veterans specifically, and this is one of the tunes on there. It's called American Hero by Terry Woolley.
Afternoon, as he closes the door on his five and dime hardware store, see the same old fella sitting by the road. Nothing to show but a cardboard box, clothes on his back, that's all he's got. Why it's come to this, well, only heaven knows. He spent his youth fighting in a war that he wonders now what he fought for. The medals on his chest are all that hold his clothes together. That's the way a hero needs to be treated. What if he said no all the times he was needed? Turned and walked away, what would have happened then? He stood up for us. He gave all he had to give. I just think it's time we stand up for him. An American flag on a cardboard wall showed the world that he gave his all. Fought for a country that seems to have forgotten him. He'll tell you if you ask that he has no regrets as he smokes his last cigarette. Says if he was needed, he would do it all over again. Now he's in the fight of his life, hoping to survive just another night. Time and the weather taking a toll on him. That's the way a hero needs to be treated. What if he said no all the times he was needed? Turned and walked away, what would have happened then? He stood up for us. He gave all he had to give. I just think it's time we stand up for him. Nothing to show but a cardboard box. Clothes on his back, that's all he got. Medals on his chest, hold those clothes together. It's not the way a hero needs to be treated. What if he said no all the times he was needed? Turned and walked away, what would have happened then? He stood up for us. He gave all he had to give. Just think it's time we stand up for him. He stood up for us. He gave all he had to give. I just think it's time we stand up for him.
You're listening to a special program on Veterans Radio where we're playing the tunes and music that you sent to us. And we're going to come back after our break with some music from Michael J. Martin, one of our favorite troubadours. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and we're playing music this week here on the program. And we were hoping to have our good friend Michael J. Martin on, but I have to pass along some information about Michael J. He is suffering right now from cancer, and I'm not going to get into any great details because it's his life and it's his privacy. All I was, is I got an email from Michael that says, "Getting old ain't for sissies," according to Betty Davis, and it includes all of us, I think. He did ask me, though, to play one of his songs, and so we're going to do that. Right now, this is a song from Michael J. Martin. It's called Greasy and Tiny.
Feel the thrill of the wheels through those old Kentucky hills, a couple of miles, side by side, trying to see one time. Feel the thrill of the wind through those old Kentucky hills, a couple of miles, side by side.
And that's from Michael J. Martin from his latest album, The Last Patrol. And Michael, we've prayers go out to you and hoping that you're feeling better. And we're going to be playing more of Michael's music in another program, but we want to make sure people go out and get this CD from Michael J. Martin, The Last Patrol. This guy can write, and as my cohort, and Nina just said, wow, what a beautiful voice. So we want to make sure that people listen to Michael J. Martin. So thank you for that. We've got just a little bit of time left, so we're going to play one more song at least. And this one is from Kelly Zerbis. And it says, hi, I wanted to share this song with you that I wrote to honor my friends, family, and others in the military. Please feel free to play the song on your radio program. So we are. So here is Kelly Zerbis with I'll Go.
Got word this morning headed off to war. Nothing ever felt so hard in all my years before. The 2 years and counting, I gave my word. You are now a soldier, is what I heard. So I'll go. Opinion in this country is good. You say what you feel is right, and I'll do what I should. 'Cause I'm just like you, a living, breathing, loving man, standing up for freedom the best way I can.
And that was I'll Go, A Soldier's Oath by Kelly Zirbes, Z-I-R-B-E-S, and she's from North Hollywood, California. And Kelly, thank you. That's a great song. That's Veterans Radio for today. We've been listening to music, music, music. And if you want to send us music again, we're going to try and do some more programs like this. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did putting it together. I want to thank Nina for playing DJ and running all of our CDs in there. And if you want to send us your information, you can send it to me. That's Dale, D-A-L-E, at veteransradio.net. We're going to go out on another song that was sent to me from Australia, from Alan Barb Wood, and it's called The Battles We Fought. Until next week, you are dismissed.
Here we all are, together again. The battle is over, we've laid down our guns. The buddies we lost, and the ones that came home. We're all here in spirit, together as one. Let time dry our tears, let's live today. The battle's behind us, though memories might stay. We fought in a war we didn't understand, but the cause was for freedom, so we made our stand. All Australian forces were sent over as one, and on the wallaby to freedom, most of us came home. From the fighting of Coral, the bloodshed of Longtan, the hell of Balmoral, we all fought as one. And here we all are, together again. The battle is over, we've laid down our guns. Buddies we lost, and the ones that came home. We're all here in spirit.
All views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of Veterans Radio or the station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC.